We're starting a new maimer. Thank you. On page 143, Derech Hestaklus Achiyuvus. I think it's very obvious to anybody who's ever learned Chassidus Sfarim that one of the great differences between the Derech Achsis and the Derech Hamusa Bechlal is whether your cup is half full or is half empty. And looking at things from the perspective of the positive, as opposed to seeing things from the perspective of the negative, even in Kedusha, but the emphasis is going to be on the Sur Meira, on going away from evil, or the Aseh Tov, or doing good. Anybody that's ever tasted a little bit of the world of the Baal Shem Tov knows that whereas to a large extent the Torah world until that time was focusing more on Sur Meira, on the negative and how to extricate yourself from that which is negative, and being able to find all that is negative in your life, mimela, it's natural that the mechichim, the magidim of those days were brutal in how they were speaking to Amcha Beis Yisrael from town to town, from village to village. The Derech Baal Shem altogether turned things around to focus on that which is chiyuvi, that which is positive, not negative, not the shlili. Doesn't mean to say to ignore that which needs to be taken care of, but the overall atmosphere of the Bati Midrashim of Chassidus of the Talmid Baal Shem was one that was very, very positive. That's not to say that among the Talmidim there were not those who were very, very hard and very strong, very tough on the Chassidim, of course. But even then, in their teachings and in the derech of bringing Teres Hashem into this world, it was to look at things from the positive. Obviously, the ikri is ben olam chaveru, how one person sees another person. Yisboinen odom v'yavchin. A person should think and to see. Shekasha megila svivoso shel isha roi nekudas toiv b'chol inyin. Each one of us knows that when we come into the sviva, into the orbit of a Jew who always sees the nekudas toiv b'chol inyin, who sees what is good and what is positive in everything, v'chal nefesh, in every individual person, v'chal kahal, he sees only good things to say about different communities. V'dibur otamid b'signayin hanikra chiyuvi, and his way of speaking is always in the style of chiyuvi, of positive. Nimshach halev l'shamay, the heart is drawn to hear this, to listen to this person. L'kabel as devarv, and to receive what he's saying. I think that right away, if anybody would ask in our generation who was zoche for tzaddikim, who are the most loved tzaddikim, just go through the names: the Baba Rabbi Schussi Aleinu, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, from these worlds, from different worlds, they were coming from different worlds of different backgrounds of Torah. Rav Pam, the trademark of just these three tzaddikim that I mentioned now, Rav Pam, the Baba Rebbe, and Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, what they shared in common was you couldn't wrench a negative word out of their mouths. There was no such thing. It wasn't, the whole mohus was positive. There was nothing at all negative. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the most loved and respected tzaddikim of the generation that we lived through, that we've seen, chlal, no inyan of machlokes, nothing. My nephew told me that he heard from his Rebbe, who was very, very close to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, how come Rebbe, how is it possible you never got into any machlokes in Yerushalayim? It's the middle name of Yerushalayim, is machlokes. How is it that he never got into machlokes in Yerushalayim? It's unbelievable. All you have to do is look by Rav Shlomo Zalman's Levaya. It was probably equally divided. Chassidim and Sfardim and Litvish and Kippot Sugot. Everybody. Everybody. How's it possible? So he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, how did Rabbi even get into that machlokes? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that when he was a young man in Yerushalayim, that's when there was the big, big machlokes about Rav Kook. You know that they were right if Rav Kook, and the machlokes between the tzaddikim was Rav Chaim Sonnenfeld's way and Rav Kook. And that was terrible machlokes going on with, not with the two tzaddikim, because with the people. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he decided that, even though he was himself very close to Rav Kook and to Rav Chaim Sonnenfeld, he decided that he was going to watch. He wasn't going to get involved. And he said, this I could tell you. He said, there were brighter Talmid Chachamim, he says, than me. Much brighter, he said, than me, Rav Shlomo Zalman said. Those who were involved in the Machlokes with Rav Kook, nothing ever became of them. Not in Gashmis, not in Rochnis, nothing became of them. Their lives were ruined. Nothing became of them. He said, I saw, it was a davar poshut, that it was so clear to me what negativity and what machlaikis, what that brings. It brings utter destruction in Rochnis and in Gashmis. He said, so I learned from that that it's not kedai. That was one thing. And then he said something else. This my nephew told me he heard from Rav Goldwicht, who heard it from Rav Shlomo Zalman. That then Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the Chofetz Chaim's son visited Yerushalayim. It was a big thing. So he was I guess in the neighborhood, they may be in Shari Chesed, I don't know. But he was visiting Yerushalayim. And he hadn't come to shul for a few days, the Chofetz Chaim's son didn't come for a few days. And they were starting to get a little bit nervous. And after 3 or 4 days, they sent somebody to go see if he's okay, if there's something wrong, how come he's not coming? And he was gone. He was gone from his apartment, and there was nothing there. Then what happened? They didn't hear from him at all. So everybody got scared, and it was a whole thing, until they found out that he was staying someplace in Yafo. He went to Yafo. So they sent a mishlachas there. They sent a group to go see what happened, if everything's okay, what's he doing in Yafo? So they came to him, and he said that before I came to Eretz Yisrael, my father told me, Chofetz Chaim, told me that if there's a machlokes where you are, in the shul, or you're davening in the yeshiva, or in the neighborhood, Chofetz Chaim, my father told me, just leave. Don't ask anything to talk. Don't try to fix. Don't try to just run away from that place as fast as you can. So I did. I just ran away. I saw this machlokes. I just ran away. Just ran to Yafo. Is it finished? That these Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Reb Moshe Feinstein, the Rebbe Tzaddikim, Reb Shlomo Zalman wasn't signing all these different kol kairos. When it was something that was purely an Indian of halach, like supporting the Jews that were keeping Shemitah and anything that had to do with raising tzedakah, of course Reb Shlomo Zalman signed everything. But anything that smelled in the slightest way from hurting another person, from something negative, or that it was negative against a group of Jews, or a tzibur, a kehila, of any type, Reb Shlomo Zalman never ever signed. Nothing. Same thing with Reb Moshe. Nothing. Only to help, only good. These were the most beloved tzaddikim. They were the most beloved tzaddikim. What was the ingredient that made them so beloved? So that's exactly what Rav Kluger is saying over here. That when you're in the Dalet Amos of a person who sees the good in you, who sees the good in the tzibur, who sees the good in Am Yisrael, so then it's Moshe Chasaleif. You're naturally drawn to be with that person. You want to be in his presence, in her presence. Look, there, the tzedekis that she was niftel, Rebbe Kanievsky. The ahava again for all different types of women. That came to her from all different, from the most modern, from non-religious, from they came to everybody. She had a warm word, a good word, a kind word. They couldn't get anything from her that wasn't nice. Rav Pam, that I was able to see many times, is and Nimshach Alev L'Shamay U'L'Kabal is Dvarv. And when they say things, when these tzaddikim would say things, they would be heard. They'd be heard not just by their groups, by the Talmidim. They'd be heard by the entire Jewish people who are naturally drawn to them, who love them. They just came out last week with an article put out a book about a friend of mine who was Nifta last year, Shlaimi Gross. You saw this? It was called Shlaimi, a book. He was a balabas. Wasn't a huge gvir, but he was a gvir. He died last year all of a sudden. I told a few stories about him. I know from the mountains, we were together all these in the mountains. The man was kulay taif. I never saw anything like it. Everything about him was taif, and laughing, and the most geschmackelite sonnets, and jokes, and besimcha, and to do a taiva for Yid. I remember him like this. I was just talking to my wife about it. Yes, because one of the chever gave me the book. I didn't know that it came out. And they wrote it. It's such a nice idea to write a book about a person that's not just a Rosh Hashiva or a Rebbe, but to write about a balabas to show that we could, that even simple people, he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, but simple people could do so many good things. And I was talking to my wife last night because she's reading the book, and I was talking to her about it. I looked at the picture so far, I didn't read it, but we were talking about it. Like, one of the last memories that I have of Shlaimi was that I was last night, they came in from Sam Chilev, you know, these wonderful Yidden that are trying to help Amonis and Yisraim there. That was Reb Zalman Ashkenazi's organization. This Reb Zalman Ashkenazi was a tzaddik. Was this shy, holy little Jew that somehow was able to shake millions of dollars out of people for Amonis, for Yisraim, for Tzedakah. Didn't take a thing. He lived in nothing. With himself, nothing. He was a tzaddik. Everybody loved him, this Reb Zalman Ashkenazi. Something of a Jew. So when he came to the mountains, and I remember that Shlaimi had this Shlaimi Gross had a golf cart. He liked to drive around because he liked to give the kids rides all day. On Sunday, he would give kids all rides. So he took this Reb Zalman Ashkenazi, who was a tzaddik. He was such a timid person. And he was taking him out like 80 miles an hour, like in this thing, like up and down. And I remember he was holding on, and he was giving him a ride. He said, "Come on, Reb Zalman." And he gave him a ride, and he was stopping off at every bungalow. And Shlaimi was saying, $1,000 right now. $1,000. And everybody's writing checks to him for Reb Zalman, for his tzedakah, for the assignment numbers. Everything was with a bren, with a fire, with a simcha. I never saw anything like it. That's why it was just all of the people that knew him was such a shock. And he was also like 6'4" and big. And you know, it's like when he walked into it, he couldn't sit for 30 seconds in one place. It was during davening, he'd be going around putting svarim on shelves, then he'd stop and start screaming in the davening, then he'd go around put some more svarim away. He was such an interesting person. Toiv, a good neshama. He told him there was a mashulach that came to him, and he didn't know how to speak English, and they gave him an address to go to see some people in Seattle. So he says, so he only speaks Yiddish and Hebrew, and he doesn't know. So Shlaimi says, "Okay, I'll go with you. You just met him. I'll go with you to Seattle." Just like that. I'll go. Such a person. Everybody, when he walked into a room, every child, every guy would want to be next to him, to talk to him, to eat Shlaimi. The good sky, when you're positive, it's like a magnet that draws people. And the opposite, of course, is when somebody is everything is in a dark way, in a negative way. So he says, "Vilo Adam Hanoke." No, Nimshach Alev L'Sham L'Kabel Zdarav Toiv V'Norim Lias B'Simichus Lai. Because it's so pleasant to be in that person's company, to be near that person. Vilo Adam Hanoke Diba B'Signan Anikrish Lili. On the other hand, those who are speaking in those negative ways, Hashoyfet Anoshim was always judging people. The iruim and events, the mabat bikurati, which means in a critical way, everything's critical. Well, you know, you have the type that I've mentioned. You have these type that every time you talk to them, they say, "Oh, you hurt." Yeah. You know right away, like what's going to be like, what is it? So this one died, and then this one happened, and this, you know, like bad things are going on. Every basura ra that could happen, kamaka, you know, kamachlu. It's like everything is like depressing and upsetting. It comes out. And then it's always like be something followed. All right, don't know. They were so helpful, but they first have to get you like, you know, into their union of. You heard about so and so. You heard about his sister-in-law? No, I didn't hear his sister. Oh, you didn't hear. Oh, she's good though. And if you would say, I don't want to hear, they wouldn't know what to do, these people. If you wouldn't let them say it, you didn't hear about the divorce? Oh, no, she's going to, should never, you should know from such things. So you could say, I didn't want to know about this thing. I was having a perfectly good day. You were the one that made sure that I would know about this thing. I don't want to know about this thing. But there are people that if there's a sickness, if there's a divorce, if there's a fight, if there's a tragedy, I know it happened, a terrible story, someone told me in Boston today. There's always the first person to get out there breaking news on what happened in Boston. It's a certain type of a person. Nobody wants to be. It's a good source of information, but after that, you run away. I mean, if you need some information, maybe it's good, but after that, it wants to be shy. You want to be in such a person's Dalai Lama's. The only other people that understand Dalai Lama's are people like that. There are other people like that. They like to have conferences. But other than that, who wants to be with such a person? It's negative and knocking and putting down. Or even if it's not putting down, it's analyzing and critiquing. V'chachem lahakya tomedes achulsha. The haro, he's always a chacham to be able to zero in on the weakness of somebody, to point out somebody's weaknesses, or the weakness of a certain tzibur, that we have to look to negative and shlechts, everything negative. And it's not even by way of being mechazik or by teaching sometimes, yeah, but it's just to be negative. The haro, and to find what's bad. Miskavitz alev. Whoever's near that person, the heart shrivels, it shrinks. The chosh shaloi ben imusimo. You feel uncomfortable. It feels unpleasant being with that person. Remember of Shlomo Feifel's Zechutzai Levracha. It was such a mechayit to be in his Dalai Lama's. It was so enjoyable to be with him. Whatever it was, even whatever he was doing, whatever he was saying, it was always enjoyable. It was always geschmack to be in his Dalai Lama's. Pleasant. By Rav Pam, there was such a pleasantness, such a beautiful pleasantness by Rav Pam, just to be with him. And there are many others. I'm just giving my personal experiences was so strong in that way, just a pleasantness to be with him. Afa pisha devar v'amitim. Now the negative person, even if he's saying something that's true, and even if it's not lashon hara necessarily, it's true and it's not lashon hara, but you know. But it's not pleasant being with them. The Chayim are saying, even what they're saying is true and it's accurate and they're right. But still, the Chayim are bashkafer yishayna. Nira shesiba sadavehim mishum shenorach lo laadam lahashim imashim eschaylo. Now she'el l'shofto l'vakro b'b'chinas sholem yeli. He says, so when you first look at this, you would say, well, the reason that it's so much more pleasant to be with the easy guy than with the hard guy is because it's a lot easier to accept what's going on in the world and in your life without analyzing every little thing. When you're the person that's analyzing everything, it's annoying. So maybe it's just that the simple way to explain this is that it's easier to be with people who are easy and they're not always judging and analyzing. It's a headache to be with people like that, and it's much more comfortable to be Sholem Yeli. I don't want to, you know, I'm going to be his next specimen. You know, he's going to be studying me while I'm talking to him. He's already looking about how I'm doing this and how I'm saying that. So I'm going to be another victim of his. So what do I need that for? Sholem Yeli. Sholem Yeli. It's better to be with a person who's positive, who has good things to say. You see this kaseida when it comes to every tzibur, there's a certain kind of a person that the second you start talking to him, he starts telling you what's wrong with the tzibur, what's wrong with the shul, what's wrong with this group, what's wrong with that group, and it's negative, and it's on the punim also, usually a negative punim, a dark punim, and the other person that's in the same situation, looks at everything in a nice way, in a good way. So it's much easier to be with a person who's simple and who's easy and doesn't analyze and dissect. It's much more pleasant. So that's the simple pshat, of course. It's much more pleasant. Ach, it's a bainless oimek, but you have to look more deeply into this. And if you look more deeply into this, Megalus on the Kuda Hamitish Shabazah, there's a deeper Nakuda here. There's a deeper, more important Nakuda that needs to be discussed. Hanivra Hina Yitzir Kapav Shalbar Yisbar Shamay. Everything that exists is created by Kadosh Baruch. A Yid, a Jew, is Nishmasari Chelik Elakami Mal Mamish. The Nishom is a Chelik Elakami Mal, is a Kivyachal, a portion of God Himself. Sheyesh Bami Midais Kaina. Each one of us was created, B'Tzelem Elokim, and Mahu Afat. As Hashem is, we have within us. V'nei Hashem is Baruch Mechayim Ahavin Nevoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's entire way in this world is to give life, is to create, to be Mechayim, to be Mahavin Nevoim. He's the Creator. V'chol Minei Matzovim V'Gavonim. Hashem is Baruch Mechayim Ahavin Nevroim, B'chol Minei Matzovim V'Gavonim, all different situations, all different types of Nevroim that existed Hashem is Baruch made. Hu Mashpiyam Achtoiv, and Hashem is Mashpiyah to everything that exists, every second of its existence. Hashem is Mashpiyah, life. Is Mechayim, is Mahav, is Mechayim, life. Kiroi Behem is Nekudas HaSchus Shebehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, wants that to exist and sees the reason and knows the reason that it should exist, and he gives existence to all that exists. Maimat Tzaddikim, the Tzaddikim have spoken about the piyut that we say in Yom Nirayim. Let's soif in the stars be Yom Din. Now, those words we're familiar with. You say them on a Shem Kippur. Let's soif in the stars be Yom Din. That Hashem looks at all that's hidden on the Day of Judgment. Now, you know, like they have the game of association, right? Dog, cat, dark, light, whatever. So, and you hear this sentence. Let's siphon the stars beyond din. How does it make you feel? Happy, sad, nervous? These are the words. Let's siphon the stars. Everybody knows what it means. Hashem gazes into all that's hidden on the Day of Judgment. How do you like that? Moshe Dov, you like that? What does it make you feel like when you hear this?
Nervous.
Okay, nervous. Right. Okay, it makes you feel nervous. It's a scary thing. But siphon the stars beyond din. Hashem's siphon the stars beyond din. Everybody knows what his nistaris are. Could be that the other people don't know, but the Baruch Shalom knows. The siphon is Tayyaz B'yayim Din. So you say those words, and it's pretty scary. That's how far we are. That's how far we are from really, really, really understanding the Bari Eilam. Not that's not true. Someone says to the siphon is Tayyaz B'yayim Din. Uh-oh. The same way if somebody says to you, Rosh Yom Kippur. Rosh Yom Kippur. Simchas Torah. Purim. Tisha B'av. Rosh Yom Kippur for sure. No. The siphon the stars beyond din? No. Doesn't make a difference if you have a good Baal Tefillah and says it nice. The words are scary words. The siphon the stars beyond din. The goyla amuka is bedin. It's scary. Let's continue reading. The tzaddikim, when they spoke about this piyut, the tzayfin, the stars beyond din, shafilu ma'isa she'ena b'shleimus atayv, they learned it like this. That even the things that you and I do in our lives that are not perfect, that are done with all kinds of ulterior motives, that have been done in a state of Kalach Hayad, like it wasn't really done with the right intentions and with Lashem Shemayim. It was done. No, stop. V'ha'odam boish v'nichlam boy. And because of that, a person's embarrassed. That he did things that were not great. Hashem is Baruch Goyla Bai. Hashem is able to uncover even in the things that we've done that were not great. Hashem is Goyla Bai Amukais. He uncovers the deepest hidden treasures. It's Seifer on the Staros Ha'Oisa. And he gazes upon the innermost hidden part of who that Jew is, which is holy and pure. The person who's doing the ma'isa, v'ha'ma'isa, and the thing that the person did, ad shemegalabem is nekudas haschus. Until Hashem is megala, and he gets to the nekudas haschus, to the good in that. That's not how we normally think of this sentence. But seifin the stars, b'yayim din, gal amukas b'din, seifin the stars, gal amukas, that Hashem uncovers and reveals what is hidden. And everybody's thinking, please don't do that. Please don't do that. Do me a favor, don't do that. Let Tzayfin the stars be emptied. I don't want, please Hashem, don't be Tzayfin the stars. And Hashem says, what do you think I was going to do? I don't know. I thought you were going to look at all the bad stuff of my life. And Hashem says, no, that's not what I was going to do. I was actually going to look at all the good stuff that's beneath the bad stuff. But Tzayfin the stars beyond them. This is the difference between Musa and Hasidus. This Vart is the difference between Musa and Hasidus. Not to take away from the Kedusha of the Chalila. Is it true that the simple Pshat Tzayfin the stars beyond them is something to be frightened about? Sure. And we automatically associate that with terrifying things. But the Oymek and the Pnimis that the Baal Shem, Tamni Baal Shem, or Megala, does not cancel out the feeling of anxiety that there are things that are not good. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh pushed us to go deeper into ourselves and to find what is good, and from that to repair what we've done that's wrong. Instead of just being these pathetic crybabies, instead of just being intimidated and frightened, the tzayfer nistaris b'yayim din means that Hashem is tzayfer. He sees in you such unbelievable things. You could do these things. And if you would live according to the way that Hashem sees you, if you would look at yourself the way that Hashem looks at you, you know what a tzaddik you could be. You know how those mistakes wouldn't be made anymore? You know how much better it would be? Because Hashem is tzayfer nistaris. We're not tzayfer nistaris. Hashem is tzayfer nistaris. And he sees that what's nister in a Jew is good. And Hashem's megala is nekudas haschus. Hashem digs deeply into each and every one of us to be megala the nekudas haschus. That's the ikar avayda of Rosh Hashanah. Im kein. So each one of us is created in God's image, and every Jew has within him and her a chelik elokam yimal mamish, elokus, a piece kivyochel Hashem. So the same way that the Bari Olam is tzayf in the stars, in a positive way, he looks for what's hidden. No matter how ugly it is on top, he looks for what's good inside. Afan Nivroim came. So too, there's a very, very deep need in a person. Yesh behem netia elokis pnimis. A Jew has in him a netia elokis pnimis, and that part of elokus that's inside of him, liris is atayv shebachal davar, to see the good in everything. Therefore, there's a tremendous natural optimism, a natural love to be with people who are optimistic, who are positive. I've told this to potential Hassan Mikalis in the past. A girl will come in and she'll start talking about, you know, whatever, I've been out on 4,263 dates. The girls don't get that many dates, but the boys, you know, have a date, and it still is a loholech, you know, it's not working. So the first thing, you have to do, I'm not a shadchan, I don't know, and I can only daven for you, but I can tell you the first thing is, the way that you look, you're never going to get married. I never say it that way. I say a little bit like over 5 minutes, but I'm saying, that's what I say. But the way that you look, no one's going to marry you. I would never marry you. Not because you're not wonderful, you're not the biggest Balmidas, or Balasamidas, not because you're not beautiful, you're beautiful. Not because you're not sweet, you're sweet. You know what it is about you? You look like you're upset. You look like you're sad. Nobody wants to be with a sad person. Period. Nobody wants to be with somebody who looks even the slightest bit ungeblusen. Can't translate that. Just not a happy camper. It shows on the person, and it comes like a beam out from a person's face the second you walk into a room. Even though people will be friendly, it'll be nice, but they Patsuf Echa. There's an expression like that. There's an expression. Patsuf Echa. The face of. There comes to them a certain. They're wonderful people. There's a certain marishchayr, a certain darkness that surrounds them. And they could tell you a thousand reasons why. And it's all right. I mean, they have explanations why. It could be Khalila, this happened to me, that happened to me, and I'm already like this, and I haven't gotten married, and I, whatever, and Lo Aleinu, this one got sick, and this one died, and Khulu, Hashem Yirachim. That's the Metzias, okay. But whatever it is, the Metzias, Hashem Yirachim, has made you into a Marish Charedic person, and it shows on you, and no guy is going to want to marry you, unless he's also a Marish Charedic. And even the Marish Charedic guys don't want a Marish Charedic, they want to be cheered up. They don't want to end up with a depressing girl. Same thing the other way. They also want to be happy. Sometimes even more than a regular person. They want somebody that seems to be happy. So forget about all these things about the qualities and midas and how rich this one is and how poor that one is. Marish Chayra, a black face, a darkness. People run away. Negative. There's a feeling of negativity. This is something that, because on the deepest level, this is what he's saying here. It's the opposite of Elokus. By the Rabbi Shalom, the Indian of the Rabbi Shalom is Oyiz v'chedva b'mkoymai, Simcha. Oyiz v'chedva. Happiness. Happiness, and not just happy stuff, positive, optimistic. To be, when you're with an optimistic person, you become better. The optimistic person's chelak elokami mal is pounding inside of him, because the inyan of the Baruch Shalom is simcha, is what? Is to give life. A positive person gives life to everybody who's around him. Life. A smile, a good word, a joke, something gives life. The inyan of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that the Ramchal writes that we don't really understand anything about Hashem, any of the midas. But one thing we could say, when we say that he's a kel chai, chai v'kam, he's alive. He says that's the closest we can get to anything of understanding, because it means, even to people like us, we understand that he exists. We know what it means when we say racham chan, all these other things. All the Rishon talk about it, but it means racham chan. But chai, the Ramchal says chai, alive. There's a famous Torah from the Kotzker. You know, you have in Bereishis the lists of the kings, Yishlach, but they lived and they were kings for this and this amount. Lots of Yomis, and they died, right? The old lists, Bereishis so and so, this amount of years and Yomis, and he died. So the Kotzker was once, I don't know exactly if he went to see what was with the Cheder, or whether he went to see the children in the Cheder, or they came to him, I don't remember. And he asked the boys what they were learning. And they were learning Vayichi, so-and-so amount of years, Vayomis, and he died. So the Kotzker said to read the Pesukim. So he reads this boy reads the Pesuk. Vayichi, Vayomis. And the Kotzke, and the Rebbe is there, the Melamed, he's very scared, you understand, the Kotzke is, he's very scared, the Kotzke is for hearing the kids, and they're doing this Pesukim, and each Pesuk you teach the same exact way, it's just a different name, it's the same exact teach, it's the same Pesuk, just different names, years, whatever. And the Kotzke is, every time the kid is teaching, the Kotzke is getting more upset. And he says to the, to the Rebbe, how did you teach these boys? So the Rebbe couldn't understand that. I taught them the Taich. I taught them how to translate the Pasuk. These Pesukim. I mean, they're not complicated Pesukim. I taught them to... So Kotzke said, that's not how you Taich the Pasuk. So the Rebbe says, I don't understand, Rebbe. How do you Taich the Pasuk? So that's what the Kotzke does. He gets up and he screams, Vayechi! He yells at the top of his lungs. So-and-so, and then he says, Vayomis. As Gishtar. That's how you teach the Pesach. Vayechi! Vayomis. You understand? There's a big difference. The Rebbe is saying, you taught the boys to say Vayechi and Vayomis. He was alive and he died the same way. That's not how a person should be. A person should be in a way, it was Vayechi. Vayechi is the scream or the shout loud and with chiyas. And okay, eventually there's a vayomis. No. But the ik is vayechi. The ik is vayechi. When I was growing up and I was learning the Svarma Kedoshim, because I was raised also learning a lot of the Musa Svarma that we taught, even when we look at the sheep, I always heard vayomis. I think this is what in my life turned me around. I began to learn the Svarma Kedoshim. When you start, I started to learn the Kedusha Slavi. When I started to learn Kedusha Slavi, there was a Chassidish fellow with my neighbor, and we were learning Kedusha Slavi on Friday nights and things. I was a little kid, and we were learning Kedusha Slavi. I began to hear in Torah and Yiddishkeit, Vayichi. Until that time, I was hearing Vayomis. A lot of it has to do with my fault, maybe because I'm a child of Holocaust survivors. I don't know. But I was hearing Vayomis all the time. Vayomis. I knew how to translate the Vayechi, but I was hearing Vayomis. Something turned around, and when I started to learn Kedushas Levi, I began to hear Vayechi. Every Torah from the Kedushas Levi is Vayechi. Every Torah from the Levi Levi from the Tzaddikim is Vayechi. Vayechi. The other Tzaddikim that are not with that Malach, it could be the happiest thing, it could be a Torah that's about Purim. And the whole Inyan will be on what's wrong with Purim. The Vayomis of Purim. The danger of Purim, and so on and so forth. Or why we were focusing on the Gemara of why there was a Gzeira, why was it that Haman was given the Rishus, or Achashverosh, not that was given the Rishus, that every Jew in Shushan Abira should be killed. And to hear 2 hours why every Jew was supposed to die. And if not for God's mercy, we would have all taken died. By Yamas. So why didn't we die? I got a Rishon Rahman's. But we were supposed to die. One talk after the other was Vayomis. Not that all the tzaddikim were writing like that, but there was an overall darkness that surrounded so much of the Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent in the Shema of the Baal Shem, the world really was for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Arizal, and the Baal Shem HaKadosh was sent into the world. And the whole inyan, that was the Kotzke was saying, is that you have to teach the boys. We know that there are bad things in the world. There is a Vayomis in the world. There's negative stuff in the world. You're going to go home tonight and listen to every single news report about what happened in Boston today? It's bad enough. I don't know the details. Just my one of my children told me that happened. Some people were killed. But there was a terrible thing. So there were some people that were killed. So you're going to go home now and get this news bulletin, that news bulletin, and check on the computer to see, and then you have to see the pictures because there were hands and heads and arms. You have to see Chalila to see all of these things. We know there's a Vayomis in the world. There's a Vayomis in the world. There's a lot of bad stuff in the world. And there are bad people in the world. There's bad things going on all the time. But the Kotzke was saying, that's not how you teach the children. You teach the children as the Vayechi. Vayechi. And that's coming from the Kotzke. Everybody knows was the toughest of all the tzaddikim. Right? The toughest. Vayechi. That's the Iker. That's what it means. So when we say sorry for the stars behind an oivay, that's from the perspective of Vayomas. Now you could argue, oh come on, you're not supposed to make cheshbon nefesh. You're not supposed to make cheshbon nefesh. That's not what it means. What did the Python mean when he put that down? He didn't mean to shake us up. He didn't mean to scare us when he put the tzayfen says b'yamdin. It doesn't make a difference what he meant. The words are there. And there's Ashgachah Pratis that came down with those beautiful words. And a person has to pass through both of them. First, he has to pass through the feeling of what we all said right away. Tzayfen says b'yamdin gets you nervous. You have to be a little bit nervous. You have to think, oi, tzayfen says b'yamdin, what's going to be with me? The things that I've hidden from my parents, from my friends, from my wife, from my husband, this is nistaris, bad stuff. And then for a second, you feel like what? Vayomas. For a second, vayomas. But then, you have to read again. Letzayfen nistaris b'yamdin b'nai shalom. You know that I didn't want to really do those things. You could look, can you look deeper inside of me and see that I'm trying so hard to be better? Vayichi. Vayichi. That's the chiddush of the Torah of Moshe. Not to ignore, there's a vayomas. Oh, there's a vayomas. But the vayichi is so much louder. The vayichi is so alive. That's the mid of Hashem. And since we're Jews, and we have Hashem in us, and we were created with Tzelem Elokim, we therefore enjoy being among people who are alive. We have a tremendous pleasure being among people with people who are optimistic, who are funny, who are happy, who are just a mechaya. A mechaya, that's what it means, to be mechaya. To give to people that give life, because the Inyan of Kadosh Baruch Hu is that he's alive and he gives life. He's Mahav, he's Mechai, he's Mahav, he gives life. And when you're with people, when you're with a person who gives life, you feel alive, and everybody wants to be alive. Im kein kemidas abar yisbarach, it's like the midah of Hashem. Afan levarim kein, so it is with people. Yesh ben netiyah elokis pnimis liraisus atayv shebuchal davar. We all want very much to see good things. Gam im nistar v'amayk, even if it's something which is hidden, something which is deep. Let's safe in the stars. Yes, so I came. More than that. Yehudi Yedeya, a Jew knows. Shashem is Baruch Hu Poyel Emes, Shupu Losei Emes. Okay, let's take these words. Poyel Emes, Pu Losei Emes. He does the truth, everything he does is true. Poyel Emes, Shupu Losei Emes, and all of his Pulas, he is Poyel Emes, and Pu Losei, everything is true, what he does. So then, again, association. Right away, when you hear those words, you say, oh, I wish he wouldn't be so straight and honest. Because according to the Midas Emes, according to the Shura Sadin, I'm also in trouble. Poyel Emes, Pelos Emes. So if Poyel Emes, and it says, Doiv Ashkarim, Leikin Lagnev, so if I'm not an Emes Dikah person, so what's going to be with me? Hashem is Poyel Emes and Pelos Emes, and I'm not Emes. So where does that leave me? So it's scary. Again, Poyel Emes, Pelosa Emes. I'm a Shakran. So where do I fit in? Poyel Emes, Pelosa Emes. The Kol Mashem is Chololai Alei Admus, Yesh Emes Vitzadik. Everything Hashem does, Emes. Emes Vitzadik. Im King. Yesh B'yudhi Rotsam Tivi Legalis Tzadik Barius Baruch Laharis Rakis Atoiv Vat Tzadik Shibibriya. Poyel Emes, Pelosa Emes doesn't mean that Hashem has no room in his heart, in his life, kivyachol, for me. It means I was created in God's image. And God is true. And everything He does is right. And inside of me, there's the deepest, deepest desire to be true and to do what's right. And Hashem knows that about me also. to do what's good and to do what's right. And to see that in creation. Al kein de shomer limus chus al adam. Therefore, it's natural. With a healthy person, it's natural that when you hear a limus chus on a person, when you hear nice things being said about someone, a limus chus, let's say there was somebody else that's saying something negative, and you hear the positive, or not just on an individual, but al kihilas, or on a community, that there's somebody that's saying something critical about a Jewish community, and there's somebody else that's melamed schus. Mamaisim, the things that took place. Nasa libay toivalov. It makes you feel good. You're happy to hear good things. Ubeseiser nafshay moid lemisha siya liraisis nakudis aschus. And in the hidden part of your heart, meaning inside of yourself, you're thankful to the one who helped you to see something good. To hear a good word about a Jew, about a community, to see something good, to hear something good, something positive, something optimistic. You're grateful for that. Beis, zu midas chasidus, asher tzadikim ishalchu bo kol hayom. This is the way of the tzadikim. They live their entire lives this way. Lirais rakis atoiv, b'chol nivra, to see the toiv in everything, to try to find the toiv in everything. That doesn't mean that they weren't critical of things that were wrong, because in order to get to what's right, you oftentimes have to break through and to show the silliness of things that are wrong. But the tachlis is to see the toiv. V'chol v'chomer b'chol yehudi. V'chol v'chomer b'chol yehudi, how much more so? B'chol yehudi in every yid. And to focus just on that spark of schus, of what's good and what's right. With everything that's happening in the world, to try to see, even in the calamities, to see. Look what happened here in New York this year with the storm, with Sandy. It was terrible, and there was a lot of suffering. But there was also so much toiv that was misgala. I mean, it should only happen in good ways. It shouldn't have to come through bad ways. But it was so much toiv. What people did for each other, the kind things that people were doing for each other, the beautiful things that people were doing. It was beautiful, the toiv, what people did. Not just the money that people gave, what they were doing. Who came the next day, that when everything was going, all the lights were off and everything was a mess, especially in Far Rockaway and in Bell Harbor, and, you know, the places that were Rockaway, they were hit worse. Who came the same day? Were coming from Monroe, Satmacheva, and from Washington Heights, boys from RU, and girls from Stern College. Groups that normally they don't come to the same events. They don't see each other much. The toiv, the good of Jews, the goodness, the good side of Yidden of Jews. There was so much good. How much money that was raised, the amount of money that was raised, kind of. I went myself to get from people to be able to give some of the families. I went to people, and they weren't rich people. I just went to somebody to get the kind of money that people gave. You got phone calls from Jews in other places and to give money from out of town. It was so much toiv. And to see in a person, so you have the same thing as a person. There's something bad going on. There's something difficult in that person's life. But to see the toiv in that person. You know, like I always say, the conversation that these two Jews are having about, I always like to say that one Yid says to the other Yid, have you seen Moshe Kapoyer lately? Moshe who? Moshe Kapoyer, who's Moshe? Moshe Kapoyer, you know, Moshe, he's a hunchback, with the hunchback. Yeah, he has a big bump on his nose. You know, Maisha, the bump on his nose, the hunchback. Yeah, you know, he has a short leg. Oh, Maisha! A shiny yid. A beautiful Jew. A shiny yid. Maisha, of course I know Maisha, a shiny yid. With the hunchback and with the short leg and with the bump and with Alice. Oh, Maisha's a shiny yid. It's a beautiful Jew. A beautiful Jew. To see the shenkeit of a Jew, with all the bumps and with all the problems and the, this and that, the shiny yid. To have this, the tzaddikim, that's how they lived. They lived in a world of shenkeit. Hoid sheba hoid. That's how the tzaddikim lived. Hoid sheba hoid. L'reis b'chol ma'isev and Hashem zbach ach toiv. And everything ach toiv. To try to bring out the good in an open and clear way, to bring out the toiv, and to speak about the toiv, to bring out the toiv. That's the way of the tzaddikim. Afilu tzaddikim shenokdu b'derech shal diktuk din b'chipus acher ha'emes la'amita l'leirachim. And even those tzaddikim like the Kotzke, who they were ferocious in getting to the truth, that the inyan was the truth. The Kotzke, the Pinchas Karas, the tzaddikim were known for that they were uncompromising. L'lay rachamim, uncompromising. But muflorim hoi b'mida asherosh shariyas hatayiv, they were wondrous people, wonders. In what? In the mida asherosh, in the essential mida of riyas hatayiv, to get to the tayiv, to get past the silly things on the outside, to break through the silliness on the outside. And these tzaddikim, it's true, they used the midas adin. They used the midas adin to break through and to get to the toiv. Like the ma'aser with the Kotzke, where David Lelovitz Rebbetzin came there with the daughter. The daughter they couldn't have a child. And I told the story many times. And they came to the Rebbetzin. The Lelovitz Rebbetzin brought the daughter to the Kotzke for a bracha. The Lelovitz sent to go to the get a bracha from the Kotzke. And the Rebbetzin comes in with the daughter. I'm sure many of you remember the Maaseh. The Rebbetzin comes with the daughter, and the Kotzke first of all doesn't even lift this up his head. He says he's looking in the Gemara. So finally he says no. He looks up and says no. So the Rebbetzin says, "I'm the Lelovitz Rebbetzin." So he doesn't answer. He doesn't say anything. He's supposed to say, "Oh, yes." He doesn't say anything. Kotzke. Then so he says, "No." He says, "My daughter's married for such and such years. She can't have any. She hasn't had any children. Came for a bracha." So he starts to bang on the table. A bracha. It says in the sefer that he said, "For who? This bag of bones? She got a bracha." And the girl starts to cry. And the mother and the girl runs out from the room, and the rabbi goes after her to calm her down. But she doesn't care, Kotzke, no Kotzke, that's my daughter. And the Rebbe came back in, and she says, I don't know what my daughter did to you, or what I did to you. My husband's a big tzaddik, is the Reb David Lelovitz. I never heard him speak to Jews in such a way. What did my daughter do that she came to ask for a brach? Are you saying such a lotion to say, bag of bones and get out of here? Well, why'd you come bother me? He said, why'd you come bothering me? I have things to do. So he said, tell your daughter to come inside. And she didn't want to. The mother brought her inside. And the Kotzke said, "No, Mr. Shem, you should have a baby boy a year from now." I gave her a bracha, a warm bracha. So the girl went out, and the Rebbe says, "No, I don't know how things work over here in Kotzke. It's very different from Lelov." The Kotzke said, "Listen, Rebbe, when your daughter walked in, she was so filled up with this Lelov business, the daughter of the Lelov, that there was no room in her life to have another, to bring into the world another soul. She was so big with herself and so caught up from the time that she's in this world with her ego. You'll forgive me, I had to break her." So when the Rebbe from Kotzke yelled at her, so she broke for the first time in her life, she was humbled. She'll have a child now. So if the story would just end with the first part, it'd be one of the most depressing stories you ever heard. What are the kind of things that the elder girl? She didn't do anything wrong. But the thunder of the Kotzke was only to break through. It was only to break through, to get to the Nekudah Pnimis of what? Of a lonely, sweet little girl that would like to have a child. No. To drop this whole Rebbetzin business, the love of business, just to get to that Nakudla of Ayichi. That was the way of the tzaddik. Those were the toughest of the tzaddik. I'm Mitzvah will continue.